All right, everybody, in this episode, I'm going to provide some advice on how you can optimize your LinkedIn profile so you can get more success on LinkedIn. Now, this is going to be specifically targeted to the legal industry. And this episode is actually based on the advice I gave a professional who reached out to me recently for some coaching and consulting advice on how they can set up their LinkedIn profile. I'm just going to walk you through how you can do that and what my advice is there. Now, before we dive in, if you head on over to legalsites.com.au after you've listened to this episode, then you can grab yourself some PDF downloads. There's a law firm marketing plan and there's a case study. Both of those are totally free for you to take. Essentially, with the law firm marketing plan, if you want to read about my advice on which marketing tactics work the best and how to sort of create a marketing strategy that could work well for your law firm, then I think you're going to enjoy that plan. And a case study. The case study is just going to talk about what Legal Sites has done for one of our clients and how we've helped them achieve their goals. Now, if you want to support the podcast, please consider leaving a review, subscribe, and tell a friend about the podcast. If you've got ideas for future episodes or guests that you want me to bring on the podcast for a chat, then just get in touch with me through legalsites.com.au or just, you know, say hello on LinkedIn. And finally, I just want to introduce myself. I'm your host, Brendan Kelso, law grad turned law firm marketing specialist, founder of legalsites.com.au, and you're listening to the Better Law Firm Marketing Podcast. Now, in this podcast, you'll learn how to leverage the most time-efficient law firm marketing strategies to get more leads, more clients, and more profit. So that's enough of that. Let's just get on with it. So, all right, now that I've cleared my throat, here are my quick tips on how to set up and optimize your LinkedIn profile. Now, I'm not going to cover every single foreseeable thing that you could do, but look, these are the main things that come to mind. All right, so I think the most important thing to start off with is a good photo. So consider maybe getting a professional photo, or at least, you know, if you know a few things about photography, obviously just make sure you got some good lighting there. Make sure you're dressed appropriately. Make sure you look, ideally, you just want to look like a good person who's nice and approachable, but also professional. Maybe look at some other profiles of people in your industry that are doing pretty well on LinkedIn and sort of get some ideas there. So get a good photo. Now, just a quick tip, I would crop that photo probably from sort of the chest up, or maybe the top of the chest upwards. If you go and check out me on LinkedIn, I cropped my photo based on the advice that some other guru gave me online. And generally the way I've cropped it, it just sort of helps people see my face quite clearly. So you don't want to be too far away. You don't want to be too close up. So maybe just check out my photo. And if you think I don't know anything about cropping, then you can let me know. But anyway, I would probably go with something like what I've done. I would also suggest that you write a good headline. Okay, if you look at my profile, you'll see that my headline is a law grad turned law firm marketing specialist and podcast host for Better Law Firm Marketing. Now, most people will just add their job description and their current place of work. You could also add something, you know, a bit more funky in there as well. So you can put your job description, your place of work, and maybe, you know, if you love dogs, maybe say dog lover, or I don't know, something like, you know, whatever. But something that shows a little bit of personality. But in your headline, pretty important. It also is going to help you show up in search results. So if someone is looking for, you know, a Sydney business lawyer, that might help you show up in search results if someone is looking for that on LinkedIn. So there's just a thought there. So your headline's pretty important. People want to get a pretty quick idea of, you know, what on earth you do. Next to that is your employment history, your education, all that stuff, super important. Make sure you got all the good stuff in there. So people are going to really look at, you know, where are you working now? What are you doing now? What have you done in the past? Where did you go to school? Where did you go to uni? All that kind of crap. So that stuff's pretty important. They're probably going to check out your mutual connections as well. So you really want to start building connections and a network on LinkedIn, especially like relevant connections. So like I get a ton of people trying to connect with me on LinkedIn who just look like just the worst, just the worst type of people. Like they're just out there to sell something crap. And anyway, so anyone who's like just basically not in my space, I just I just don't accept them. Like, I just don't need people, you know, messaging me all day, sending me copy paste messages, trying to sell me something I don't need. So if someone is completely irrelevant, you know, and they're from a different country, and I generally, I'll accept people from other countries, but I just try to keep people in my connections list that are actually relevant to what I'm doing here at legalsites.com.au and with the podcast. All right. So that's what I would advise against, you know, accepting everyone who wants to connect with you, but that's totally up to you. It just depends on how many unsolicited messages you want to receive every day. Now, right. So there's an about me section on LinkedIn, sort of like your bio, and you can write quite a lot there. Now, most people aren't really going to spend much time reading it. All right, they might just read the first paragraph or something, or probably just skip over the whole damn thing, because people can say whatever they want in that bio section, whereas other areas of your LinkedIn profile seem a little bit more genuine, which I'll touch on soon. But, you know, your employment history and your education, a little bit hard to lie about that stuff. But you can say whatever you want about yourself in the bio, but I would advise having a good bio just in case someone does really have a look at it, you know, especially if you are if you're looking for work as well. Maybe a prospective employer might actually really take a good look at your about me section, so you probably want to go into more detail, you know, about what you do, what you're good at, what your skills are, sort of, you know, what sort of work you really want to do, and what you've done in the past, all that sort of stuff. Once again, just go and look at, you know, another profile of someone who's in, you know, the same space as you, and someone who's doing pretty well on LinkedIn, and just kind of see what they've written about, what they've put in their about me section. Now, I really do suggest that you download Grammarly, which is an extension that you can add to your browser, and that's going to really just ensure that there's no spelling mistakes, no grammar issues, and all that sort of stuff. Now, really important, you can get recommendations from people on LinkedIn, and these seem really genuine because they're from another person. So people are basically saying things about you. It's basically a review, a testimonial about you and what you're good at, and why someone would want to hire you or do business with you. So, it's really, yeah, it's like having a reference, about you on LinkedIn. So I would suggest, instead of maybe saying a lot of stuff about yourself in your bio, maybe some other people might say it about you in recommendations, and it might come across as a bit more genuine, okay? Like in your bio section, if you talk a lot about, you know, your personality qualities and your achievements and philanthropy and all these other things, it might not come across the best, but if it's in a recommendation, it would seem a lot more genuine. So really try and get some recommendations, a really easy way to get them. Look, people are generally pretty happy to give you recommendations, especially if you give them one first. So that's what I do. I like giving people recommendations because, you know, people like getting them, and they usually reciprocate. So I'll usually give a recommendation to someone who I would be happy to recommend, and someone who might be inclined to also return the favor. So that's usually a good way to do it. Now, when you send someone a recommendation, they'll get a message from you on LinkedIn, where they're essentially asked to approve the recommendation or request an edit, right? So that's kind of cool. If someone does say something about you in a recommendation that's not incredibly accurate, you can actually ask them to make an adjustment there. But anyway, they will know when you've given them a recommendation, and they're probably inclined to reciprocate, hopefully. But, you know, don't just give out recommendations to people in the hope that they'll do that for you as well. Just give them out because, you know, you're proud to recommend them. But anyway, if you start doing that, you should get some recommendations on your LinkedIn profile, and that stuff's really good. Now, you can also edit your LinkedIn profile URL. All right. So like mine is like / Brendan Kelso. Okay. So it's just going to really help someone find you if they Google your name. Now, if you want people to find your LinkedIn profile when they Google you, then yeah. So add your name into the public URL, which you can easily edit. And you should also be aware, if you're not already, that LinkedIn profiles can be quite easy to find on Google. So they've got pretty good SEO. And also, if you do post like an article using LinkedIn, that can also be found on Google, just like a blog post, I suppose. Now, you can also add licenses and certifications. You can do like online courses through LinkedIn. And you can actually, last time I checked, you can do that if you were using the premium service. And I'm pretty sure you can get like a 30-day free trial and you can go through and do some of those online courses. And then you'll get licenses or you get like certifications from LinkedIn to add to your profile. So if you want to show, I've done some SEO and other sort of related online courses through LinkedIn, and that shows up on my profile as, basically telling people that I kind of know a few things about that. So that might be something worth looking into. You might even be able to use that for, to claim CPD points as well for all the Australian lawyers out there. So that's something you might want to look into as well. You can also get skills and endorsements. So you can get endorsed by other people for, the types of skills that you really want people to know about. So if you want people to know all about your ability in criminal law, then you might want to add some relevant skills and endorsements there and ask people to endorse you. Now, usually the best way to get endorsed for a skill, is to endorse someone else. Now, that's basically my advice for setting up a LinkedIn profile. Okay. So I've essentially said, get a good photo, crop it well, have a good headline. It's also going to help you show up in search results if you've got, appropriate keywords in your headline, like, Sydney lawyer or something along, to that effect. Now people do find my profile because they're searching for, law firm marketing and other, related things like that. You want to have your employment history filled out. You want your education up there. You want good and relevant mutual connections. You want to have your about me section filled out, but just remember that some people aren't going to read it and some people will. So maybe keep it, short and concise and engaging. You want to try and get recommendations from people. So start by giving them out to other people and hopefully you'll get those reciprocated as well. I suggest that you set up your URL that's got your name in it so people can find you easily if they Google your name so they can find your LinkedIn profile so you look nice and professional and they don't find an embarrassing photo of you on MySpace from, 2005 or whenever the hell people were using MySpace. You want your licenses and certifications, so try and sign up for that free trial of LinkedIn Premium. I don't know if they're still doing that, but if they are, have a crack at that. So you can do those online courses, get endorsed for some skills, start endorsing other people so hopefully they will reciprocate. So that's my main advice. Now, before you go, don't forget that LinkedIn is essentially a networking platform. It's about making meaningful connections. So start engaging with people, okay? Maybe don't just... sit there and be quiet all the time. So get involved, engage in other people's content, send people messages. Maybe, if someone looks like, the type of person that you might want to connect with and meet, maybe arrange like a coffee date or a Zoom chat or something like that. I've done that and it works really well. I've made some actual, meaningful connections and friends through LinkedIn. Start posting some, valuable content for other people. Okay. If you want me to do an episode on what you should post, let me know. Get in touch with me at legalsites.com.au or, get in touch with me through LinkedIn. So if I'm assuming some of you probably wondering, well, what the hell do I post on LinkedIn? How do I actually engage on this platform? What's appropriate? What works? What doesn't? So let me know if you want more information on that. I did a post recently that did pretty well. Did you just hear me burp? I hope not. I just burped on the podcast. So I turned away from the microphone, so hopefully it wasn't disgusting. But look, I did this post recently and it did pretty well. I honestly put about 20 seconds of thought into it. It was essentially a post about how fun it is finding stock photos for law firm websites. There's just so many like really funny, cringe-worthy stock photos out there, especially... Like, I really like the ones of, personal injury stock photos of people, like, slipping over. There was, like, this one the other day that was apparently for personal injury or workers' compensation. And there's just this guy in high vis lying face down on the floor next to a slippery when wet sign, and he looked dead. And I'm like, oh, my God. There's some really good ones. People, like, slipping in, like, midair. I don't know how they do it. People falling off ladders. Like, it's a hard life being a stock photographer. Model, but I did a post about that recently. Anyway, the point of this is it did pretty well, and really I think because it was just like so relatable and just fun. Like, I don't really know if I've cracked the code to LinkedIn posts, but if it's something that's easy for people to sort of relate to and comment on, because people started commenting and posting their own favorite stock photos. I didn't even ask them to, but I was glad they did. Sometimes you just bloody, you get it right and people love it. And other times you might spend 5 minutes thinking about a really good thing to post to LinkedIn and no one really cares. So maybe the quick advice there is to just, have a crack and have a go and see what works and what doesn't. But yeah, if you want a full episode on what to post on LinkedIn, then yeah, let me know about that. But look, that's the episode for today or for this week or whatever. It's how to optimize your LinkedIn profile. I hope everything, I hope it was useful to you. If I've forgotten to mention something, then, come and let me know. So if I've forgotten anything or if you're disagree with something I said, let me know about that. But I'm just gonna finish up today and just remind you, if you want to get that law firm marketing plan and the case study, those are free downloads at legalsites.com.au. if you want to support the podcast, please consider leaving a review, subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes, and maybe tell a friend about the podcast. And if you've got ideas for future episodes and people you want me to have a chat with and interview on the podcast, then just get in touch with me. But that is it. So thank you so much for listening and have a bloody awesome week, and I look forward to bringing you the next episode shortly. So bye for now.